Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, coming to you from in front of my wall of board games, and joining me is the one and only Ronnie Karam, coming to you in front of a wall of Bravo art that we made. Hey Ronnie, what's up?
Hi, and other people made as well. It's just an artsy wall, Ben.
A big artsy wall. That is true. Other people did make it. I don't want to take credit away from that. There's some great stuff that we got when we were on the road over the past few years. And also the reason why we are mentioning what's behind us is because this is a Crappens On Demand episode. So you can go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and you can watch it. You don't just hear our voices. You can see our voices. Also, this is going to be a big week. This is a big week for us with Crappens On Demand because... in case you missed it, we did a full breakdown of the Vanderpump Rules trailer like we normally do for our bonus episodes, but we released it on the main feed because why not? So that's a really good one to watch for Crappens On Demand. And on top of that, we're going to be doing the new trailer just dropped of like Summer House, Winter Charm, Summer House. They made this crazy name.
It's Winter House.
Is it just called Winter House?
Winter House? I think so.
There was a release. There was a press release. A few like months ago,
where Southern they said the Charm name was and like Winter House on Charming House of Street, Charm Street.
Yeah, they gave it some sort of like horrifically corporate workshopped name of like Southern House Winter Charm or something. It was like, what is this terrible? Just call it Winter House, right? Yeah. So anyway, we're gonna be doing that on our bonus episode this week. Also, Crappens On Demand. So all that Crappens On Demand stuff, but. Before we get into this very big Beverly Hills episode, we have some exciting news, which is that we are partnering with Spotify. And we specifically Spotify's new app, which is called Green Room, which is like a live voice app, live chat app. And we are going to be doing a weekly room on Green Room every Monday. It's called Take a Seat. And we're going to be talking pop culture with obviously a emphasis on Bravo. So if you do not have that app, just download it. It's in like every app store. And just use your Spotify account. This is actually a really big deal for us because, you know, it's like a big deal app. It's like these are real people, a real company, you know? So we're really, really excited for it. And for those of you guys who have not dabbled in live chat, the way it works is that we talk, but then like you can talk too and you can join in. And we're going to be just sort of like, you know, figuring it out as we go in certain ways. And it's going to be really fun over the next many weeks developing that room and chatting with you guys and chatting Bravo and pop culture.
Yeah. So join up with that because that'll be a fun way for us to talk to you, to listen to you. I mean, it's just going to be fun times. And also, it's a live show, so we aren't able to cut out all the bullshit we normally have to cut out where Ben is saying offensive things and trying to get us canceled.
Watch out, guys. I've got some real hot takes.
Ben unfiltered. Ben uncensored.
Now you cursed me. I'm going to probably say something by accident that's totally problematic. I'm like, no, I meant it as a joke. by the way, also, I just want to give a shout out to the podcast Lunch Therapy, which is hosted by my friend Adam Roberts, and I was a guest on that. And it's basically an hour of me talking about what I had for lunch and talking about food and talking about Bravo and all sorts of fun stuff. So that's also something to look at. So lots of stuff to mention at the top of this episode, but it's all stuff that, you know, we want you guys to get involved with.
Great. Get involved. Great, guys. Get involved. Okay, let's
Do you want to be sued, Ronnie? Do you want to be sued?
Do you want to be sued?
Do you want to move this mic back? I'm trying to move my microphone away from my face so I'm not quite as loud because I know I just killed some of your ears.
Not mine.
You know what? I'm just a shout talker. And I think it's because we've done this show for so long and I'm so loud that I've made myself like I've hurt my own hearing, basically. Oh. So that's where I'm at. So I'm trying to figure out proper levels. Okay. So, you know, 10 years later. So feel free to, you know, let me know. Okay. So let's start with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We open where we left off.
Or what? Or what?
So, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. You have no idea what you're talking about. Nothing.
It's Erica. Which
doesn't even make any sense. Erica. Yeah. Not that Erica was ever like a grammar queen, but, you know, I know that's a lot of nitpicking on Erica lately, so maybe I should just let that go. But if you're going to be screaming at somebody on national TV, makes sense. Like, that's all I ask.
Honey, I choose not to nitpick. I choose not to nitpick. But her grammar was all wrong.
What's even happening right now? Where am I? I had a drink. I'm so drunk. I'm so drunk. Lisa,
Rinna,
Lisa Rinna turning having two drinks into like blackout drunk suddenly.
Lisa Rinna,
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So Erica is just seething at Sutton because Sutton has kind of bumbled her way through her confrontation. And you know, Erica doesn't want to hear it. She's in no mood to hear it. She's pissed off. And so she's trying to intimidate Sutton. But, Sutton at this point has now sort of like, she's gotten like a little empowered, I think, cause, I don't know why, but she's like a little more standing up for herself. And she goes, well, everyone wants me to be very honest with you and transparent. So I'm trying to do that, Erica.
Oh. Would you like to get some?
And Erica does this thing. She's very Kristen Doty, where the string pulls up the back of her head, you know, where she starts getting like that when she's mad. She, like, ponytail. It's like using her ponytail top as a sword, like a unicorn horn that she's going to.
Would you like to get sued? Would you like to get sued? Would you like to get sued in court? I can take you from the front door. Needs work.
She's like, no, I would not like to get sued. That's what I'm talking about. She's like, would you like to? Would you? She's like, no, of course not. And Kyle's like, wait, can I just say something open and honest? Open and honest here, okay? Open and honest. So when you say that you do you want to get sued, that actually gives credence to what she was talking about. That gives her credence.
The defense rests. Sorry, that's something I learned when I was on one episode of Murder One in the 90s. Kyle actually has a point, though. You know, here in the last episode, Erica's like, what does this have to do with you? What does this have to do with you? And then now her new thing is to say, do you want to get sued? Do you want to get sued? Well, it's like, well, then I guess it does have something to do with Sutton.
Well, yeah, but she's saying that because Sutton's, you know, calling her a liar. So now Erica's saying she'll sue her for libel, I guess, right?
Well, I don't think Erica was saying
slander.
Erica was not. Well, it's weird because Erica was. Was Erica threatening, or was she saying that the powers that be, the shadow, the puppet powers of Tom Girardi were going to sue Sutton?
She's saying Tomwell, because she's like,
Sutton's in the way of her head. It's not about money, Silver. It's more about careful what you say about other people who are here, baby.
Careful the words you say. The more you're upset. It's like when you're crawling out of a trap. Like, listen here, Kermit.
Careful different the Muppet words show, you but. Say. Tom Girardi will listen. Be careful what you say about people who aren't here. He ain't dead and gone. Are they?
Well, so does he have Alzheimer's or does he not? Like, these threats, I'm fine with the threats. It makes it for good for TV, but let's have them make coherent sense, okay? You can't do the whole thing about has Alzheimer's and is incapacitated and can't make a decision for himself and then be like, oh, be careful. He's going to hear you. He's going to sue you because you said something about his health. It's like, well,
yeah.
I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Yeah.
You know?
So Dorit's like, well, we didn't ask to be in this situation. All right, Erica, we just are. So that's a situation. And we should all be scared, Erica. We should all be scared, Erica.
This is also the same line that Dorit would have used had she been on the Titanic.
We didn't ask to be on this situation. We should all be scared.
It's like, ma'am, just get in the lifeboat.
Yeah. And Carl's like, well, in all fairness, though, Kyle, she was worried about Kyle, but she was worried about getting sued. Kyle! And that gives credence, Kyle, to what she was saying. Kyle!
Objection sustained. So then... So Dorit's like, there's a little bit of a threat, and it's really uncomfortable for all of us. It's sort of like sitting, being at the bottom of a human pyramid and PK's on top. It's just a little bit uncomfortable for the rest of us.
And Dorit's like, you know, this, we're all uncomfortable now. And Erica's like, it's not a threat, Dorit, because you know what? She took it to another level. It's one thing to talk and have a conversation, and it's another thing to call someone a liar and talk about the health. Oh, for Christ's sake, then I would be in jail for decades now.
But also, Erica's saying it's one thing to talk about and say one thing to another. You got mad at that too, actually. So...
Yeah.
So, Dorit's
like, meanwhile, Rena's just still got Muffy, and she's like, I love you, Muffy! Muffy! Hello, Muffy!
She's just rocking in her chair.
It's just a dog!
This is Rena's, I agree with what the ladies are saying, but I pledge my loyalty to Erica. So I'll focus on the dog.
Yeah, it's kind of her, like, I am with Erica by not fighting with the ladies, but also I'm sick of people being mean to me on Twitter, so I'm just going to be over here laughing and pretending to be drunk and fun so I don't get yelled at for this.
Yeah, like, I don't know what side to take. I don't know what side the public will reward me for, so I'm just going to abstain and talk to the dog.
Yeah, in my weird purple suit and my Chewbacca hair. Oh, have you seen that meme that people are passing around that's Rena as Chewbacca with that hair?
No, I haven't seen that. That's very funny.
Han Solo, how are you?
Oh, really? That's my Solo, Hans. You want to get sued, Hans? You want to get sued?
Were people doing coke in your Death Star?
So Sutton opens her mouth to say something, and she just does this, like, and squints instead.
Pez dispenser,
and then. Yeah. Dorit's like, well, I don't think it's fair that Erica is threatening Sutton. It sounds like she's saying that any of us who had questions or doubts could be sued. Is that something we should worry about?
And then Erica's like, I am about to really lose my shit on all of you. So then Kathy just does this thing with her hands. She just, like, lowers her hand. She goes, calm down.
Oh, I want to do it too. Take a breath. That was fun. That was fun.
And Garcelle's like, hold it in. Hold it in. And then Patrick just standing there like, oh, please do something crazy so I can tell everyone else on the staff. Please.
Yeah. This is another rich people question, if anybody's rich out there. What the fuck is Dorit doing with a cow on her shirt? She's wearing like this ball gown type dress with a cow print. On the front of it. I'm not sure, but I'm sure that someone's going to tell me that shit is $500,000.
No. Well, it came from two wonderful designers named Ben and Jerry.
So let's see here. Where are we? Okay, so they're telling her, hold it in, Erica. Yeah. Don't have a fit, Erica. And Erica does like a hands thing too. And she's like,
you point. You ever call me a liar again? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you.
Like, wow, if ever a human spoke like a door squeaking, it was Erica right now.
If ever a human spoke like a guilty party, it's Erica right now. Oh, by the way, there's a building, a structure being demolished next door. And if you hear some jackhammering, just pretend it's Erica's music. Okay. So, Erica saying, like, if you ever call me a liar again, when we've watched her whole season be like, well, remember when I said we had a wonderful marriage? Actually, it was terrible. Remember when I said he broke his ankle? Actually, he drove off a cliff and tumbled down, and then Roadrunner came and saved him. Yeah, that happened. Oh, remember when I said that we had, like, everything was great? He had marriage. Like, everything she said is like, oh, actually, it turns out what I was saying for the past several years was not necessarily the truth. So I don't think that she should be so mad when people are thinking that she might not be so great with the truth.
Yeah, and it's not working because her normal thing that she does is just have a fit, scream at somebody, do all this fake tears and histrionics and stuff. And then the other person backs off, right? Because you're like, okay, they're either crazy or there's something mental going on here. And you just naturally, you pull an Eileen and you're just like, okay. Or when, I love that later in this, they show her yelling at Teddy when she's like, do not call me a lie again, Teddy. Do not say it. I said something that I didn't say. Which is funny how that kind of circles back again, right? Still being called a liar all this time later. But usually people like pull a Teddy or an Eileen and they're like, okay, you're scarier than me. You're alpha. Yeah. But Sutton does not care. Sutton's like, I poop out more money in the morning than you're going to ever have again in your life. So keep it up, bitch.
I think Sutton was timid in the beginning of this dinner, right? Because she was scared about, like, I think that she had plans to talk about this in a way that was going to be polite and everything was going to work out well. So she was scared because she knew she had to thread the needle and she was scared to do that. But once it became abundantly clear that the needle was not going to be thread and that she actually had a giant rope and there was no needle in sight, then she was like, okay, fuck it. Like, I'm going to speak my mind now. I mean, she still was not as aggressive as Erica. And Kyle later on was actually right that Sutton would, if Sutton had kind of like really barked back, as we said last week, like a Ramona or a Dorinda who just wouldn't give a fuck, then I think that would have been really interesting because no one's really done that to Erica
ever. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to pull down to pull yourself down to somebody else's level just to have a conversation, right? Like, just because Erica's trash doesn't mean you have to be trash to have a conversation with her, you know? So I think Kyle's fucking wrong, as usual, and I'm not going to get on your Kyle is right horse, sir.
I love this. This, like, suddenly this, like, defense of Sutton's womanly ways. She should not. She's on the board for ABT, and she should not have. I mean, of course, no one should have to ever, you know,
Erica's act like sitting a there in a bra and a shirt with holes in it at, like, a formal dinner, you know? What I mean, like, give me a break.
Dorit's like a formal in a dinner cow costume,
so, wearing a bra. So, well,
I mean, I just Dorit's think that
wearing that in her. By the way, she looks gorgeous in that fucking bra. Like, it would look great, like, if you're going to the Beverly Center or something. I'm just saying, like, you're at a formal dinner. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying.
But
the comparison
LA.
Between Sutton. No, like, they're saying Sutton has to be fighting her in one way. And even in this, Kyle's like, be open and honest. She is. She's telling her every single thing. And what the fuck are you talking about with your open and honest since you've been talking shit behind? You know, after we finished our last recap, I sat here putting together an edit of all of Kyle's lies. And I ended up not posting it because Kyle does just what she's accusing Sutton of doing. She says, you know what? I'm going to tell Erica. If this, you know, did you not know? That is a question I need to know. And I had that in there. And then I kept watching because I'm a sick person. And Kyle actually did at that dinner go, well, I mean, the obvious question is, did you know? And she's like, no, what do you think I know? And then it was over, right? So Kyle's doing what she's accusing Sutton of doing. She's acting like, I'm telling her, you better tell me if you knew. And then when she gets in front of her, of course, you're more polite. Everyone's not going to, like, go talk in the real way. I'm telling, like, how many times have I told you, I hate that fucker. And if I ever see him, and then I see him and I'm like, well, you know, that would have been nicer if you weren't so rude to me on Twitter.
I mean, that's my entire life. Like, literally, like, being vicious and then, like outwardly presenting, like, oh, cool. But, you know, I know, I agree. I know what you're saying. I think that, like, Sutton still could have been strong without becoming a Ramona monster. Like, Sutton could have just been like, lady, you, like, take a seat, like, relax, okay? You're being, I think that Sutton really needed to do was she needed to lean into Erica's mom, which is what I said last week is what's triggering this all off. And she needed to be like, Erica, you're wasting a lot. You're getting awfully angry for someone who's allegedly in it. Like, she should have just been like, just gotten like, said, you know what? I'm going to be extra snooty right now and condescending and passive aggressive and be like, okay, whatever. You're dismissed right now, Erica. Like, whatever. This intimidation doesn't work. And, you know,
I think she was letting her grave. I think she was letting her dig her own grave. I think she was letting her act like this so that Sutton could pull out the greatest weapon. I mean, listen, across our history, the Southern white lady has had one great weapon, and it's called
tears.
Southern white lady tears.
Yeah, tears. White lady tears. Southern white lady tears. They are very powerful.
And listen, I am a Southern white lady.
You're right.
Okay.
You're right.
So all of you don't get offended about that. All the Southern white ladies know what I'm talking about because we all know that person who uses this weapon. We all know her. And Sutton is like, I will use my biggest weapon against you. B word. I will not say bitch because I'm polite. Trash. So yeah,
I would also that out later. I would that be all this being said. Like, Sutton has been honest, but she hasn't been quite as brutally honest as she was with Kyle. And I kind of want Sutton to be like, you know what? I don't believe you. None of your stories add up. And you should hold that money accountable. And you seem to have really no remorse about the entire situation. If your company.
That's Rena's job.
Rena's not doing that job this season.
That's Rena's job. And maybe she's sitting in the break room eating like a corner off a Pop-Tart. So she can go back and tell everybody at the office how full she is.
Okay? Well, maybe Rena will do that. Well, the question is, will Rena do that at the reunion, right? Because now Rena has heard all the scuttlebutt and maybe, you know, she likes to play to the audience, right?
Yeah.
We're going to see. Anyway, ultimately.
Okay, here we are, 2 minutes into the episode.
2 minutes in, we've already had our big discussion. Commercials. Here comes one right now. So Erica's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to come for you. I'm going to come for you. So Sutton does like this slow head turn like, shocked Southern lady here. And Erica goes, trust me. And she goes, so now Sutton tells us, so you're suing me? You're coming after me? Am I going to wake up in the morning with a horse's head in my bed? And she's like, I'm not doing it. I swear to God, Erica, I can't say anything that's going to. I mean,
you called me a liar. You called me a liar. You called me a liar.
And she's like, you threatened me. Erica goes, no, I promised you.
And Kathy's like, I've entertained a lot, and I don't remember anything going off the rails like this. And Erica says,
oh, I didn't threaten you. I promised you. I made a promise to you.
The souffle is probably falling in the kitchen.
But on the bright side, there's leftovers for me. You know, thankfully, it's a chia seed souffle. So Erica's...
Well, that's Erica. The thing about a fancy dinner. Like, who wants leftover caviar pie? I don't think that holds well.
I don't think it holds. I think you got to have it right. And that was the thing. Like, well, I know we talked about it last week about the caviar pie, the optics of it all. So Erica she just keeps on saying, you know, like, it's not a threat, it's a promise. Cause she knows she's like found like a cool thing to say. So she's just going to say it, you know, maybe make a t-shirt out of it. It's not a threat, it's a promise. My new single. Here it goes. It's not a threat, it's a promise. Okay, wrap that
up. In my puss. It's not a threat, it's a promise. To my puss.
So she's like, don't push unless you're ready to get pushed back on. Says the woman who, whenever she gets pushed, loses her mind. Literally. And she doesn't get pushed often, but when she does, she always loses her mind.
It may not be tonight, it may not be next year, but I'll do it.
And Dorit's like, Erica, you don't mean that, Erica.
She's like, I do fucking mean it.
And Kyle says, well, that's the problem. You can't threaten people because then I can't tell them to be open and honest with you.
Yes. Well, Erica, she's like, don't call me a liar, Kyle. No, Erica, but she's saying, like, don't call me a liar. And then Sun starts gathering her bag. She's like, all right, let the tears commence, right? And so Erica's like, where are you going? She's like, well, if I'm going to be threatened and all that, I am not doing it. So then Erica just like pushes her chair back in like, bye, bitch.
Bye. She starts going, bye. And she just pulls Sutton's chair back in so she can't decide to sit back down. And Sutton's like,
I will not be threatened. I'm not used to people talking to me like that. And that will make me leave. Bye. There's the door.
I'd like to speak to the manager of this dinner, please. Anyone?
100%. So she leaves, and Erica's like, whatever. And Rena goes, sorry, Erica.
And so then Kathy is like, hold on. And so she goes after Sutton. And then Garcelle is like, oh, God. And then Rena brings the dog over to Erica. It's like, here, if you hold the dog, you can pretend like nothing's happening around you. Hold it. Hold the dog. Hold Muffy.
So outside on the porch, Sutton's like, that is zero. Okay. Let it be real, okay. And Kathy's like, well, come on, you can't leave like that. She's like, oh, really? Why can't I, Kathy? Why? What, am I going to sit there and take it? No. No. So back inside, Eric is saying,
if you've got the balls to sit there and call me a liar, then you've got the balls to sit there and take me pushing back.
Yeah, and if you want to walk out and have a tantrum, then you go do that.
See, this Crystal's is what I don't like.
Crystal's like, agreed, agreed.
Oh, Crystal. Oh, Crystal. Wrong side of history, Crystal. You were doing so well, Crystal.
I know. Well, she's stepped in it a few times, which is hilarious. Yeah, you know what? I'm like really sick of Erica doing these like tough guy moments, you know, where she can be like this, like, you know, saying like, if you got the balls to say, you gotta have the balls to say it. You gotta push, you gotta push. Blah, 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 blah. I kind of want someone to be like, shut the fuck up, Erica. Like, that's kind of what, like, that's the moment that I'm missing that Sud wasn't going to give us.
Come at me, brah.
Yeah, I just want someone to be like, just settle down, Erica, okay? You were tied to a criminal investigation, and you, like, going around, like, threatening your castmates is just not a good look.
Yeah. So then back outside, Sutton's like, yo, she threatened me, and I am not used to that. I'm not used to that at all. Garcelle's like, I know. I know, while she cries. And she's like, what the frick? No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
I do believe that that's how Sutton sobs, by going da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da da da da da da da
da da da da da da. So Garcelle's like, well, what I saw with Erica was the nastiest thing I have ever seen. I was like, okay, Garcelle. I mean, I think there's probably got to be way worse things, but I appreciate the dramatics.
So Crystal, back inside, is saying, everyone pushed Sutton to be honest, and your response was exactly how I would respond. You call me a liar, and that's what happens. And Erica's like, oh, that's right!
And now,
Crystal,
by the way, this...
Crystal, your name's Crystal. That's Crystal, right?
Yeah, Crystal, right.
By the way, so in a testament to how good Sutton's gift bags are, many women go outside to console her. You know, I think the only one that didn't maybe was Rinna. So, like, Kyle is out there. Garcelle is out there.
And Kyle's an old pro, too. You got to love Kyle because she went pee first. Like, everyone else just went directly onto the porch. And Kyle, like, stopped to go pee and then come out later. Kyle's, it's just like another day of work for Kyle. You know, she starts all this shit and then she just, like, okay, they're busy. I have time to take a break.
I'm going to take a number one. So then Sun's crying out there, and she's like, she's going to ruin my life, and then Sally this. And Kyle's like, Sutton, that's not going to happen. You don't get sued for saying, I think you're not being honest with the situation, okay? It's like the time when I had a walk-on role with LA Law, and someone was being sued for libel, and I said, you can't. That was my line. I said, you can't. It was great. You have to see. Harry knows. Harry remembers, right, Lisa? Is Lisa here? No.
She's just upset. That's why she said that. And Garcelle's like, well, you guys are riling her up, though. And Kathy goes, Sutton, could you sit down? She goes, no! Oh, no. Kathy goes over to Garcelle, and she goes, could you sit? She's like, no, you guys are riling her up. And Kyle's like, what are you talking about? And she says, you're saying that she said something she didn't say in that room. And Kyle goes, yeah, but it's because I'm not going to speak up for my friend. I'm not going to, like, say, you know, I'm not going to do that to her.
Like, well, she's like, I was trying to Kyle. Help her get it out because she said she wanted to be honest in the group. And so I was like, I was. So Garcelle's like, my God, the person in the room that doesn't want to do the talking is Erica. Sutton said everything she needed to say.
Well, come on, stay. Go into the library. Don't worry, there are no books in there. I don't even know why we call it a library, but you can sit in there. It's usually quiet.
So the women come back because Sutton's like gone, right? So Garcelle's like, well, you freaked her out. And Rinna's like, why?
Oh, Rinna, just like, where have you been? It's like, why? What happened? And Erica says, well, she shouldn't have called me a liar. And so Erica's just sitting there petting Muffy. She's like Dr. Evil with his hairless cat. She's just like, petting Muffy at her big chair. And she's like, you guys are not going to guilt me into thinking I beat on someone. The word liar.
That's not a good word. Hate that word. That's liar. Not word. Boo.
That's not a good word.
Boo.
I am
Boo Webster.
I am continuously called a liar and a thief every single day of my life. And you think I'm going to accept that on top of everything else I'm accepting? You're a fucking idiot.
And so then Kyle starts.
If you ever call me a liar again, I'm suing you for $1,000. Wait, that's not a lot of money. I'll sue you for $1,000,000.
She's also like Dr. Claw and Inspector Gadget, you know. So then we get a montage again of Erica losing her temper. Because Kyle's talking about like, oh, you don't want to be around when she loses her temper. And then Kyle goes, it bothers me as Sutton's friend seeing her be intimidated by Erica and backing down instead of speaking up and telling her truth about what she's been feeling, because I really think Erica's bark is worse than her bite. I'm like, well, then why don't you say something, Kyle, if you think it's so, like, if her bark is worse than her bite?
Yeah, and like if you're, let's say you're a postman walking down the street and a big old dog comes out and it's like snarling at you and spits going everywhere. I mean, are you going to go in to deliver that mail and just trust that the bark is worse than the bite?
Yeah. No.
Okay. No. It's a snarling animal coming at you. What are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
So I then hate that saying, his bark is worse than its bite. Your bark sucks to you, you know?
Yeah, I don't
Why
like
can't
a bad
we be
bark.
Mad at someone's bark?
Yeah, get better delivery dog.
Yeah. Stupid dog.
Stupid dog. Like, have, like, a nice bark. How about that? Be, like, a... yeah. And then, like, be done with it. Like, we don't need a whole, like, woof woof, especially if there's nothing happening.
Yeah. The dog probably, like, has walls up or, like, other things going on emotionally. We need to work through it. That's the dog's housewife excuse. It's like, sorry, I bark so loud, but, you know, just so many things have been going on in my life but that have really been bringing me down. Everyone's like, oh, my God, that poor dog. That's why he was barking.
Ever since I had to close, you know, Rufus by Rufus 2, it's been rough. Woof.
So Rena's like, are we all that's left?
Okay. Cheers to Kathy. Thank you so much for having us. What a night. So glad this fight happened so I didn't have to pretend to eat another 5 courses. Look at me.
Thank you so much. I love you so much, Kathy. And thank you, gentlemen, from Kathy's sister, Kyle. Kyle Richards, Kathy's sister. Look at this face. Take it in. Thank you so much for this evening. Okay.
No, still don't know you.
Kyle, Little House in the Prairie. Okay, Down to Earth. Remember those? Halloween.
I'm sorry. I just watch Escape on the Witch Mountain every day. Of my life.
It's fine.
This is all I've ever seen.
So Kathy's like, well, Patrick was saying that in 50 years, he's never seen anyone yell like this. And Erica's like, tell him welcome to the club, honey.
Mm-hmm. So now it's a new day, and we're at Garcelle's house, and Rena comes over. And Rena's like, oh, my God, it's so pretty out here. What a beautiful new home. What a beautiful new home. How are you, home? How are you?
Hi, home. Hello, home.
Garcelle's like, I hear something out there. Everything okay out here?
I love you, home.
did you see that Amelia and Scott Disick broke up?
Oh, they did not break up. They're on a break.
Oh, okay? They're on a break.
Because Scott made... He DM'd Courtney's ex and was like, bro, you know, what a bitch or something. And then the ex was like, I'm not your bro, dude. And then he posted the text on Insta or the private message on Instagram. And then everyone's like, oh my God, Scott. And then Amelia wore a t-shirt that said, don't you have a girlfriend? And then everyone's like, oh my God, was that the Scott Disick? And then they took a break. And then Rena went on Scott Disick's, she went on a news about the Scott Disick taking a break thing. And she commented,
there's a story.
See?
Yeah. And
I'm not current.
Yeah. Well, and in old Scott Disick news, he also apparently DM'd Megan from Love Island UK, who was formerly partnered up with Eyal, who is now with Delilah. But apparently the DM was not like scandalous, but it just goes to show what a weird, creepy person he is.
Just a note to you. All Scott Disick news is old Scott Disick news.
All, yes.
Because he old.
And rarely interesting. Never interesting, yeah. In fact. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
So Garcelle's house. Yeah, so Rinna comes over, and she's like, oh my God, so pretty out here! Garcelle's like, well, the first time you did a drive-by here, it was with spaghetti sauce.
Yes, so Rinna tells us the story. She goes, Garcelle expressed how much she loved Harry sauce, so the next day we drove all the way up to Garcelle's house, and we dropped off the sauce for her. Sauce delivery! Sauce! Oh my God, I love sauce! How are you, sauce?
Yeah, so that's Rinna's big thing as they came to Britain. Listen, don't bring me sauce, okay? If I say like, wow, I love that candle in your house, don't bring me your candle. Don't knock on my fucking door, especially if you're Lisa Rinna. Could you imagine just like in the middle of the day, like, hi, how are you?
I would take sauce. I would take a Rinna sauce drive-by. Like, that would be like my favorite thing ever.
It's any drive-by. It's so rude to be like, I'm just going to go to somebody's house right now. No, you're not. No, one invited you here. There's probably like underwear hanging off a lamp and like an upside down pizza box on the floor. Like, you don't just show up at my house.
I'm okay with like stepping outside my house, and then all of a sudden I realize that Lisa Rinna's like in the passenger seat of a car with like some Tupperware of sauce. Like, I brought you sauce. I'll be like, wow, Lisa Rinna just brought me sauce. I'm down with that.
Yeah,
but then again, I also have a history of saying that
Jesus Christ himself.
I'm happy for anyone to bring me sauce, but I also do have a history of saying that I envision Lisa Rinna bringing me a croissant, and she has brought me a croissant before. So I think I just sort of have this thing where I like when Lisa Rinna brings me assorted
items. That's your secret. That's the secret. You know, that's the thing you can really manifest. It's just Lisa Rinna showing up with something for you.
To be fair, she didn't show up at my house with it. It's just that we once encountered Lisa. We once had drinks with her, and she brought me a croissant to the drinks, which was very exciting.
So they're hanging out. It's girl time. And Rinna's like, well, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. You need to fill me in because drunk Rinna was in full swing. I don't remember a thing. Isn't that crazy? What a hedge.
Rinna's now going to act like she doesn't remember anything, so she cannot be held accountable by either side of this feud.
Typical Rinna amnesia. Here we go. It happens at least once a year.
Yep.
So Garcelle's like, well, you were ringing the bell going, own it, and everyone be truthful. And I was like, here we go.
Yeah. And Rinna's like, I remember Erica and Sutton having words, but I was full on drunk. I was full on drunk. I had too much sauce earlier. I was drunk on the sauce, if you know what I'm saying, with the bell. With the bell. Bell, which sort of sounds like AL.
And she does her kind of newish goose laugh for us, where she's like, it's like a herding goose. And Garcelle says, well, Erica lost her shit, and then she threatened Sutton, and she said, it's not a threat, it's a promise. And Rinna goes, oh no, it was that bad.
Wow, how did I miss all that? How did I miss it? So, Garcelle mentions she mentions that she's going to be having a Haitian dinner party next week, and you know, saying how like, you know, the more the group is together, the group is going to be hanging out more and more, so we have to figure it all out. And I was like, it's not easy. And she's like, well, it's not okay. And she says that Sutton feels like Erica threatened her. And everyone's like, well, it's up to them to figure it out. I'm going to stay out of it. Okay, I'm going to hang out with the sauce.
Rinna. So she goes, gosh, that sounds like it was horrible. Wish I had been there. That is crazy. So Garcelle says, well, I feel, you know, like the four of you are all together, and then me and Crystal and Sutton are on the other side of everything. She goes, no!
Why do you feel that? Why? Why do you feel that? Come on. Why?
Well,
why would you feel that?
I feel like you guys look out for each other, but I don't feel like you look out for me.
Really? Really? You remember the sauce yesterday? I brought you sauce in a car. Okay. I'm sorry you feel that way. I really don't. You know, I really don't feel that way.
And Garcelle's like, well, when we were in La Quinta, I asked Erica that question that set her off, and you were totally on Erica's side. And then, and we see that, where Rinna's like, yeah. I'm so sorry that happened to you. That was fucked up. And then we see at your launch party, Dorit was saying things at me. And we just see the clip of Garcelle going, fuck you with that. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you with that.
Oh, I'm wasted. Oh, I don't even know what's happening right now.
So Reno's like, well, it wasn't my place to say anything at that moment. It wasn't. And Garcelle's like, well, it's never your place to say anything, but you always say stuff. So then Reno's like, my loyalty is to the truth. And what Dorit was saying, I agreed with. Because guess what? I heard the jabs. Sauce jabs.
You expect me to step in and fight your battles? Bitch, please. And she's telling us that, by the way. Yeah. I think if she had said this to Garcelle, that would have been kind of an honest conversation. But instead, Rinna doesn't say that at all.
Of course.
And does what she normally does and turns it around.
And then she goes,
well, I choose not to nitpick with you. And maybe you're choosing to nitpick with me a little bit, and that's okay. So, if we're going to go there, we're going to go there. Are we going to go there? Are we going there? Who wants to go there? I want to go there!
In the spirit of choosing not to nitpick, let me say these few things, these few bullets, okay? After the party with the cake, remember there's a cake at a party that I threw? You said thank you in the moment, but not after. And then I didn't get a text after we brought you the sauce. God, I would have loved to have been able to say to Harry, gosh, she loved that sauce. Oh, and she's thanking you for, oh man, I stay up late at night and I think, oh man, what a wonderful moment that would be to be like, Harry Hamlin, she loves the sauce. But I didn't have it. But I choose not to nitpick.
You know,
I choose not to.
This morning I woke up thinking I was a milkmaid in 1922 Germany. You know, it's not funny because I just don't remember anything. But even as that milkmaid in 1922 Germany, I thought, God, would have been nice if Garcelle called about that sauce. Isn't that funny? I can remember that out of everything else. That's how bad it hurt.
Okay. Oh, man. Sometimes I'll be walking through Home Goods. I'll be like, look at all these wonderful goods for the home. And then I think, man, wonder if Garcelle liked that sauce. I guess I'll never know.
She's like, well, I said thank you while you were here. She goes, whoa, you did. You absolutely did. But you know what I'm saying. We both could do better. Okay. Glad we had that talk. I'm double knee patting you. I'm double knee patting you right now.
It's like, that is the most condescending line of bullshit I've ever heard in my life. So what about you guys not being on her side? So you're just not going to address anything she just said?
Also, Garcelle's things were not nitpicky, by the way. Garcelle was like, you didn't stand up for me while I was being attacked. She's like, well, you didn't text me about the sauce. So
yeah, also I would say to her, I mean, if we're going to be fair, like, Rinna does have an argument there that she could have used and just said, why would I be standing up for you? You just told me off. Like,
yeah,
we told each other we're taking baby steps. If you want to fight that fight, fight the fight.
Or,
like,
or she could have said, sorry. I actually do think you make jabs. And by me being quiet, I was not piling on. So I was helping you. That's actually what she should have said.
Right. She should have said what she said in her interview to her face. But, you know, it's Rinna. So then Garcelle's like, basically, they just decide it's over because Garcelle sees what Rinna just did and just nods at her and squints like,
It's like, great. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't text you for the sauce I didn't even ask for. Okay. So then now we go over to Bonham's, the auction spot. And Sutton is there.
This is some old lady shit. Okay?
Old lady auction times.
It really is. This is a graveyard for old lady, rich old lady shit.
Yeah. Bonham's. So Sutton arrives and, she gets bopped by the door because the guy in there opens the door swiftly and gets her. And she's,
no, it's all right. I was a trained dancer. I know how to have a reflex. So then
I will not be bopped in the head like that. I will not.
Are you threatening me with that doorway? Are you threatening me?
So Kyle arrives. And so Sutton and Kyle are walking around all these like very old, ornate, Rococo-esque things. Sutton's like, well, today I was feeling like a boss lady, so I thought I'd come here. I'm like, well, the lady boss thing apparently is problematic now. So classic Sutton, just a little bit behind that. And so they're just looking around and there's all
Why
this jewelry.
Why is boss lady problematic?
It's not that like it's not the term boss lady, but boss lady culture apparently has fallen out of favor. First of all, it's chuggy to say lady boss. But also, there's like all sorts of think pieces about like the toxic cultures that are around that, and it's, I
why?
Can't.
You can explain it later if you want.
I am not authoritative enough. I'm not authoritative. It's one of those things where I read the article and I was like, oh, interesting. And then I didn't care enough to really internalize the important parts, but I read enough that I knew that people are actually moving beyond it because...
Okay, we're beyond boss lady.
Look it up. There's a whole... It's not...
I will, yeah. I'm just curious. I'm not being argumentative.
On the scale of problematic things, I don't think it's up there with racism. But I think it's one of those things where it's like, it's maybe more just passé than it is problematic. But the point is this. Sudden being like, I feel like a boss lady today. It's kind of funny because it reminded me of that article where the point is Kyle's looking at jewelry. Okay. Kyle is looking at jewelry.
I was feeling very boss lady today. That, in other words, I'm feeling very bomb.com today. All right.
Yeah, just bomb.com. God, I'm glad I was Audi 5000 at that dinner party last night.
Yeah. So she's like, well, you know, I'm working for the store today, and this stuff goes on auction, and we're going to start with the jewelry. Okay, let's just start with the jewelry. So the lady, of course, it's like typical staff of a rich person store where they think that they're actually millionaires, but they're not. They just work for them, so they act really snooty. And the lady's like, this was all brought in for you for a private viewing, so please just let us know whatever you need to see.
You are Maria Shriver, yes? No, I'm Sutton Strachan. Okay, jewelry in the back. Jewelry in the back. So Sutton.
I'm sorry, you're not allowed in here. You said that you're from a little house. Little House on the Prairie!
You said you were looking for some Halloween jewelry. No, I was in Halloween. I'm sorry, ma'am. We're going to send you to Party City. I just made the person who works there also Sutton.
That's how boss lady she is.
I just took over bottoms. So they're looking at them, all this jewelry out there. And Sutton, there's a ring. And Sutton goes, oh, look, they got my twin. Because she has the same ring. She goes, the bond has emeralds. And Kyle goes, can I try that on? Like immediately. She's like, well, I mean, it's your ring. But it was in my house that you were renting. So it kind of makes it my ring, right? Huh? It's my ring.
Yeah. So it's just all this like gaudy jewelry. And Kyle's like, oh my God, look at that. What a coincidence. This one says the C word on it. Huh. Is this a diamond butt plug? What are you supposed to? It's just all Erica's shit from her closet. So then it's a Tom Girardi auction.
Yeah, that would be the best thing ever. So then they start looking at like a China pattern. And Sutton's like, oh, this is my China pattern. I have the same one. And Kyle's like, I'll take this. She wants it so badly. And then they're asking about the pattern. And the lady's like, oh, well, it's a Rothschild pattern. And it was commissioned by the Rothschilds. And I was like, okay, how many seconds before Kyle mentions that Nikki Hilton is married to a Rothschild?
It's
like
3, 2, 1.
It's meant to be because it's like my niece, Rothschild, which makes me a Rothschild.
Yeah. And Sutton's like, please don't outbid me on that, which she totally will. You know Kyle went home with that.
Oh, 100%.
So they move to talking about the party at Kathy's house, and Sutton's like, I just feel really tired. I mean, honestly, the hardest part for me was when you guys kept saying, say more. And I was like, I was just being open and honest.
Yeah. She's like, I was just saying, be honest. Otherwise, it's going to come across as two-faced or whatever, you know? Like, as if all of a sudden these women are concerned about being two-faced.
Right. And she's like, well, I can't listen to someone say you're going to get sued and then be like, Polly Sunshine, let's have dessert. And she's like, well, no offense, but that is kind of what you were doing. No, it was not. Well, when I talked to you at your house, you were like, oh, I have this thing to say and I have this thing to say. And then you're like, I just don't want to talk. You don't want to talk now? Okay, that's fine. She's like, you are pissing me off right now, Kyle. You are pissing me off, Kyle.
And then the bottoms worker just look at each other like, poor people.
I know, they're laughing at them.
Yes.
And Kyle's like, open and honest. And Sutton says, you talk too much, like to read sometimes. And that stops Kyle. That's how to really shut up Kyle.
Yeah, that really is. So then Sutton starts to walk away. She's like, where are you going? I am walking away from that. And Kyle's like, don't talk to her anymore if you don't want to. She goes, I've given her my truth. Okay. And she didn't like it. She threatened me, and I have done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all. Do I need to use my white lady tears? Do I need to?
I'm not saying you did anything wrong. I'm saying that I think you need to be honest. She's like, I am being honest, and I'm tired of talking about it. She's like, I got it. That's me being open and honest. I got it. And so Sutton tells us that with her ex-husband, I was told what to do all the time. So now I want people to talk to me like an equal, talk to me like a friend, but don't tell me what to do. I'm the boss now.
Yeah, the lady boss. I am the very de rigueur lady boss. I also like minions and things that say keep calm and carry on. That's me. Chicky. So then Kyle's like, you were really upset. She goes, I can be upset, but calm down and talk about it in an adult way. And then when I talk about it with a friend, air quote, like, staring at you, Kyle Richards, who stole my China pattern.
She's like, it's a friend me? It's just the quotes, that's me? And she goes, yeah. She says, oh, so you're saying you didn't mean any of that stuff? That's fine. But don't say quote-unquote friend, because I've been a good quote-unquote friend to you. And any advice I've given to you is because I care about you.
And I care about you getting humiliated on our television show, because that means you'll be on longer. So Sun says, I don't know how I can be more straight. I mean, what do I have to do? Fuck five, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant more like straight. And up front, I was honest with her, okay? I did say that I called her a liar, and I did say I didn't believe her story, and I did say I had a problem with the timeline, and I've said more things to her than anyone in that group would ever say, because you're all scared of her.
Which, you know, not a terrible point. And she tells us that everyone's getting her to do it because they're too afraid to do it. And Kyle says, well, I'm not afraid of Erica, and she's never given me anything to be afraid of, you know, but you looked pretty afraid of her last night. So, open and honest. And Sutton's like, well, when you get this at you, and points her finger in Kyle's face, talking about the doo-doo nail she got in her face.
Yeah. And Kyle goes, that's understandable, but do I think she handled it right? No. Do I think you handled it right? No. Do I think I want to buy that jewelry off your hand? Yes.
So she's like, you guys have to be able to move on and don't misdirect this anger at me. Kyle, you started it again. Stop putting your nose in every goddamn thing, Kyle. This is your fault.
And Kyle says, as your friend, it bothered me to see you back down and be weak. And as Erica's friend, it bothered me to see her come after you like that and be aggressive. I'm like, Kyle, well, you were both weak and lacking aggression. So I don't know what, you know, Kyle could have been stronger too.
Yeah, Kyle does nothing, you know? She's doing just what Sutton says. She's, like, using Sutton as her weapon. And it's funny that Sutton's smart to it, but still not calling her out on it. Mm-hmm. So then Dorit is dressed like, what? Like a houseplant. I mean, I don't know. What would you call
it's
that
like a,
outfit?
It's like a green, cloudy sky. It was like green... I don't know how you describe it.
You know the end of Little Shop of Horrors where the plant like spawns thousands of little baby plants and then they all pop out of the top of the stage, but it's just like green pantyhose with someone's, you know, hand puppet. She looks like that.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
About to clean a house, if that makes any sense.
Yes. So she's putting out an enormous party platter, but it's just going to be for her and PK, which is kind of hilarious. Like a huge thing of crudités. And she's like, PK, can you wait until I actually put everything out? Because he goes in, of course, and starts eating off fish. Can you wait until I actually put everything out? This is date night. Let me at least do it romantically. PK.
Well, I hope you're hungry, PK.
He's like, did my twin brother get attacked in Ghostbusters and melt all over New York City? You bet your bony bum I'm hungry, babe. All right? I'm going to name this charcuterie board the board.
The celery.
Got it.
So then he's like, he now wants to open up the champagne. He's like, the one thing I'm good at is opening up bottles of champagne. So then the cork goes flying and Dorit's like, PK, I told you not to thought, gee, is he going to do that? And he did it. I told you not to do that. Gee.
So she's like, babe, date night is getting off to a really rough start, PK. Now, first and foremost, I'm excited to have alone time. Wait, Papa! Weed Papa!
He has like the charcuterie board.
I'm not
board,
through the
like,
beginning up, yet.
He just has it up on his mouth. He's just like ready with all the celery. Like, not yet.
Just to read. Dorit talk too much. He talks too much. So she starts talking about her dresses and blathering on and on. And he's just thinking about that piece of Swiss cheese he was about to shove down his throat. You know?
It was the perfect bite. So
what was that you just picked up?
Oh.
Off your desk?
Well, this is it's kind of like a dry erase board.
Oh, for notes. That's cute.
For notes. So you could just like erase it and you can just write stuff down.
It looks like a scale from the back because it has those four metal things on it.
It does, but it's actually just kind of like this sort of like glassy thing. I could just write down things that way. You don't have to always be looking for that piece of scrap paper. You know, it's just there's always something right there. You can just right on. But of course, ever since I got it, my need to jot things down has literally declined 150%.
Hey, look what I've got. I've got this version of it. Notebook.
Yeah. That's good. A notebook, you say? I've never seen such a thing.
I've got the Karen Huger version of what you have.
Okay. By the way, I also want to clarify that when we're talking about lady bosses, it's the girl boss. That's the thing that's problematic, not lady boss. I don't know if there's a difference.
Girl boss.
Girl boss thing. There have been many think pieces about how there's problems with girl boss brands of feminism. And everyone can look that up if they want to. If they can agree, they disagree.
God, I've set you on a path. I'm so sorry.
You did, because I feel like I made a statement. I was making just like a casual thing, and now I feel like I have to back up this statement. I'm like, everyone could look it up on their own time and decide how they feel about it. I'm really not making that much
of a statement. I was just curious. I just feel like everyone's dad all the time. I'm like, wait, what's offensive? That's offensive now? Like, that's why I keep the notebook. I'm like, okay, girl boss. Do not say girl boss, all right? You don't want to make people upset over nothing, okay? It's not worth it. Girl boss. Have some respect. Don't ever say it again.
Yeah, well, there's a whole article in The Atlantic. I think that's what I read. I think I just read it over the weekend, and, you know, it just seeped into my brain, and then I just regurgitated it out carelessly onto the podcast. But there's a whole article in The Atlantic about why it's...
Okay, no longer. Yeah, no more girl boss. I'll look it up. I'll educate myself. It's not your responsibility to educate me, okay?
But I'll tell you what's always in bossy girls. So, Dorit is like...
What about baby bosses? Although we're still allowed to say that, because what a cute couple of films.
Jaggers already has his MBA.
So,
Jaggy...
Jiggy's already gone down for his first $30 million bankruptcy. You go, boss baby.
He's already very invested in corporate mergers. He's already merged animal crackers with string cheese.
She's going on and on about dresses, and he's like, yeah, you're a huge success on that, babe.
Huge. So they're eating caviar to celebrate Dorit for Nectaria collection, and which sounds sort of like Dorit is endorsing some kind of medical brand. Like, Dorit for Nectaria, your sinuses will thank you. So they just start talking about Erica. And PK is asking about, you know, what's going on with Erica, what has she been saying, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, she doesn't say much. What she does say is she wants us to be patient and she'll be able to say certain things at a certain time.
And he's like, well, she can say things, all right? She can say that she's very sorry for the victims. You know, there's a lot she can say that's not a legal issue. You can turn around and say, it's devastating. It's devastating,
it's devastating,
babe.
It's just like every crudité before it goes into my mouth, it says, this is devastating. This is the devastating way to end, you know? So
she has said that, Papa!
And then we get the clip, of the one time Erica has sort of expressed remorse because
the victims. Okay, get it out, Erica. You can say it. The victims need to be given free CDs of the Erica Jane Experience. There, I said it.
I thought she sounded like a damn murderer. First of all, she didn't say it on her own. She was prompted because Garcelle was like, well, the victims are what really matters here. And she goes,
oh, yes.
And she's wearing that little black headband and her black dress. And she's like,
oh, yes, the victims should be taken care of.
It's like, whoa, is that a hit request?
She was being very, I think she was trying to be careful. She doesn't know if this was going to be used against her or not. By the way, there's also a really, really good article in Vulture that Louis Peitzman wrote about Erica and the unwinding of her narrative and how she has to walk this fine line of as a someone involved with the case, not saying anything, but as someone who is now reliant on this Bravo paycheck, has to say everything as a good read. So I recommend everyone to check that out on Vulture. So PK is like, well, I don't think she's helping herself out with the whole social media posting. And Tariq goes, you know, Coyle brought that up to me the other day as well. Huh? Gee, Coyle brought that up. Gee. Was that posted on IG?
Gee.
I feel like she's saying C-H-I.
Gee.
Okay, so then we see a clip of Kyle and I'm taking Dorit. A minute because I'm opening this. Kyle. So Kyle and Dorit are talking about these social media posts. Dorit's like, she said something about her private parts. Something about eating the private parts. And Kyle's like, oh yeah, I know that one. So this is what it was.
I can say.
She's lying back on fur in her lingerie, and it says, got buffoons eating my pussy while I watch cartoons.
The iambic pentameter is not quite aligned on that one.
Got buffoons eating my pussy while I watch cartoons. See, I rhymed oons with oons, but also put in exactly. pussy, too.
Now tell me she's not writing her own lyrics.
She's
people.
A regular Jay-Z.
she's a regular Tim Rice over there.
She's a regular Joyce Carol Oates. I'm not like offended by that or anything, but I do agree it's maybe not the best look while you're in this like terrible PR situation.
That's so, from a song by Lil Kim, by the way.
I figured it was a lyric, to be honest, but I also felt like out of context it like didn't quite work. So Kyle is like, well, she's the ambassador for this lingerie brand and she's like working, and so like some of the other things are, you know, some of the other things are provoking people to comment. And then we see something that is probably not from Lil Kim, where she says, I thought about disabling comments, but you all are so gullible, I just can't.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's, you know, as Andy Cohen would say, you're a disaster on Twitter. Okay. So let's see. So, Dorit's like, I know, I think it's a problem. And PK says, well, it's inappropriate at a time like this going on. You know, it sends a message that you don't care almost as much as buying your wife a brand new Bentley while you've just gone through a bankruptcy of $15 million or something like that. What did he buy her that year, that shit brown car that she was driving?
Like a rose, was it a Bentley? It's like a rose gold a Rolls. Bentley of some, or Rolls or something like that.
So yeah.
So PK is like, listen, it's not alleged what Tom did. What's alleged is that he's lost his mind and he can't remember what day it is. And that's alleged, babe. And that's highly unlikely. That guy's been borrowing money and doing whatever he's been doing for the past few years. And suddenly he can't remember who he is, babe. So suddenly PK, I have to say, in this scene, even though he laced some of his comments with some misogyny, I actually felt like he was not speaking lies right in this scene. He was kind of making a lot of sense, and I think he was actually pretty right.
Well, PK is a housewife, right? Like, PK's first season was all trying to start housewives fights. He got into a fight with Erica, and we all know that the initial housewives fights last forever, and any fight going on today was because of the very first fight they ever had, right? That's mm-hmm. always been what I think. And so I think PK has just been waiting for this moment to come for Erica.
That's true.
You know?
So, yeah, Dorit's like, well, this man that I believed was so sweet and charming, gee, he also cheated on her, left and right and center. And, you know, and so...
Oh my God, you know what I just thought of?
What?
Their first fight was about vagina. Erica and PK's first fight was about her showing her vagina, and now he's mad that she's showing kind of her vagina on Instagram. Yeah. I mean, talk about full circle, isn't it?
Ain't it?
So Dorit says, she spent 22 years with a man, and she discovered at the tail end of their marriage that he's not who he says he is. Is it possible he lied to her for so many years? Gee! Of course it is.
I may not know much, but I know everything about Lifetime Movie Network. And it happens quite often, I'll tell you that much. Sometimes I just watch it with the subtitles on, so I can pretend I'm watching it in Italy. You know how that goes.
So Dorit's like, well, I know that Erica could come out of this and make a brand new life for herself. And PK's like, well... Not if
she definitely could, and I suggest she do it immediately, because I would love to see her in one of those Waffle House fight videos. Did you see that trending again the other day, the Waffle House? Oh, and God. It's like the employees of the Waffle House just beating the shit out of people giving them trouble at Waffle
House. God bless them. They should.
I love those videos. I watched that for like an hour in bed the other day. And yeah, I would love to see Erica like in a hairnet just kicking somebody's ass at a Waffle House.
Well, PK is like, well, you know, if she's not going to have a new life if she's not careful with how she conducts herself. You need to send out the right message, babe. And that isn't with your legs open and stockings, okay? That just isn't the right message. When you portray that you don't care, babe, you're not interested and you're living your best life. And Erica's scratching the noses of the creditors, okay? She's saying, I don't give a fuck. I got this. I never seen a worse response to what's going on, babe. And so even though I... No, you go.
But gee, she's saying, look, I've got a job in lingerie.
And he's like, yeah, but she also needs to protect her long-term reputation. That is her long-term reputation.
The PK, I think, is right.
What kind of reputation did Erica have before all this happened? Okay? It's not like Erica was walking around with a stellar, you know, highfalutin reputation before any of this.
No, but PK is right. I mean, I hate to agree with it, but I think PK is right. Because he says that she needs to basically change up her brand. And he says, like, no one stays in the same space anyway, which is also true, by the way. Just in general, it was probably time for her to do a change up. But, like... If it were me, this is what I would tell Erica, just in terms of like this whole, what I would say to change her whole PR thing. I think she should lean away from the I don't give a fuck vibe that seems to be leaning harder into. And she should be more like, I just want people, like when I hear about these people who are not getting their money, I just want them to get their money. Like she should be leading with that. And she should be like, talking about bowls of quinoa on Instagram.
It should be like a natural,
here's something I made with yogurt.
Here's how to fold a napkin into a bird.
It's like all natural. And I know it almost sounds like it's like an anti-feminist thing that she has to sort of like go away from being like boldly sexual and into this sort of like earthy whatever. I don't think it's the sexual thing
that's her problem. Like you can still be beautiful and sexy. It's the I don't give a fuck attitude of it all, you know, and it's the riches dangling. It's not just the lingerie. It's like laying back on fur and being like, fuck this, I don't give a fuck. You know, it's her whole she's still trying to keep the same persona and it just doesn't work.
I think she should have leaned into I'm living more modestly now, but I'm still feeling fabulous. And, you know, look.
Here's what she should have done.
I made some quinoa.
She should have done Aaron Brockovich part two is what she should have done. She should have pulled an Aaron Brockovich and been like, this injustice was going on right under my nose. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to show up at that office and I'm going to make a change. I'm going to get those poor people their money. And that's what she should have done. They would have made a fucking movie about her. You know, it's like. The wife of one of the lawyers from Aaron Brockovich, actually Aaron Brockovich, her own husband from that movie to get things back for the poor people. I mean, she could have been a legend.
She should have released a cover of Proud to Be American. Just like, I remember there was that one season of American Idol.
Well, it does have Erica in there. So.
It does.
I'm proud to be Erica, and at least I know. Because at least I know I don't give a fuck.
But there was a season of American Idol where there was this girl who was so terrible. Her name was Christy something, and she was so terrible. And it was like clear she's gonna be voted off next. And that week, she sang "Proud to Be an American." Like the theme was like '80s or something. But since that song came out in the '80s, and she was like, "I'm proud to be an American," and Simon Cowell was like, "You are very clever." And of course, she sailed through. So that's what Erica should have been like. Well, everyone, it's been a hard time. I know that my company may have taken on money that belongs to orphans and widows, but I'd like you to all reflect on my new single. I'm proud to be an American. And people have been like, she's just doing what she can do.
Yeah, she could have been a hero here, people.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't have even had to change her outfits because she does, you know, Aaron Brockovich's costumes were very similar to that Instagram. You know,
that's true.
So this all could have worked beautifully, but no, Erica.
Unfortunately, no one hired the Ben Ron crisis management team.
I'm telling you, you are talking to the wrong gays. And listen, the housewives that I have given therapy to and advice to, win in the end. Okay. Yeah. They win in the end. I'll
tell
you. Yeah,
we know. We are students of the medium. Okay. We know. We're trying and true. Okay. We have studied this very carefully for 10 years, and we can tell you what to do to get out of a jam. Okay. Even a jam that involves orphans and widows. We could have told you everything.
Yeah. So, okay, so PK is like, well, you know, if I was in crisis management, I would say change of brand. You know, when you can't pay for Jennifer Lopez's house, you don't pay for it until the popo come. And then you move to another house. And then you don't pay for that house. You know, if you just don't pay for the same house over and over again, you're done, babe. Now, listen, I've lived through a bankruptcy, all right, a 15 trillion zillion cadillion dollar one. And listen, that was just corporate. It was not just corporate, sir. It was like $11 million to the Bellagio Hotel for your fucking high-stakes gambling. If I remember correctly, that was one of them.
But this
allegedly.
This was a brilliant moment.
I heard it from Social Media.
Well, this is a brilliant moment because now they're talking about the money, this whole crime, this alleged crime that's been happening. And he goes, you know, with me, you know, if I had behaved a certain way, it would have been terrible because mine was a corporate situation, babe. And this is money that hasn't gone to victims. That's like $50,000. That's money that could change someone's life. And they cut to Dorit loading caviar onto her cracker as they talk about, this is money that could have changed people's lives. Oh, absolutely. Hold on. I'm about to, delicious caviar. Delicious. Oh, those poor people. Delicious.
See, when shit like this happens, you know, it's funny how everyone divvies up their sins. Like, okay, I went into bankruptcy for $15 million, but mine was for some casinos and corporate shit, so that doesn't really count. Hers really counts. Like, the emotions make it worse, you know? It's so funny. And then her eating her caviar and her fucking, God knows who even owns that house that they're in.
Yeah, eating caviar as they express concern for who are missing the money from being burned nearly to a crisp and parents who are lost in a plane accident. And then, but of course, just like when you're on PK's side, he has to sort of end the scene on a note where he's like, well, and there she is with her legs in the air. It's not a good look, babe. I'm like, well, that the legs in the air doesn't have anything to do with it. That's the least thing. But
yeah, agreed. So, but again, it goes back to their first fight, you know, when he accused her of purposely showing him her hoo-ha at that lunch or whatever. Oh my God, I'll never forget it. And how could I? Because it literally went on 24 episodes. Okay, so Garcelle's house. She has her decorators over, getting ready for the party. The chef's over.
Checkerboard
Kaz
floor.
Is over, planning it. Does she have a checkerboard
there
floor?
There was a checkerboard floor I saw. It was outside. But somehow it worked better for me because it wasn't like oddly wedged inside like an old home, right? Like an old Victorian home. It was outside a new construction, and somehow that like it matched for me.
Well, maybe she's just trying to set Kyle up to see if she'll steal it.
I think people are just trying to put as many checkerboard floors in there to see if Kyle can actually do the cliche, you play checkers, but I play chess, but she'll probably mess it up. You play checkers, and I play backgammon. Oh, Kyle, see, this is why you couldn't be a star like your sister.
Well, you're not very good at bocce ball, I'll tell you that one. I won that one.
Oh, does anyone know how to play croissant? Anyone?
So Erica's tiny house. Now it's like, we're getting ready for a party. So Erica's tiny, sad little home in the run-down area. Of Hancock Park.
She has a little candle that's being held up by Fievel the mouse while a pigeon does her hair.
And of course, she's got a novena of herself and then hair pieces lying around. And she's still got the glam squad there doing her. It's only two people instead of 10, but she's still got them there. Yeah. And she's like,
well, this is fun. We must amuse ourselves.
You just hear Yitzhak Perlman in the other room playing a violin, like.
Do you want to get sued, Yitzhak? Do you want to get sued?
Play Schindler's List. It's more effective.
Ah, that's good. So, I wish I lived in that movie. I'd steal the red coat right off that little bitch. It's a gorgeous coat.
I could have done more. This ring could have paid for one more glam team member.
No, Erica, that's not how that scene's supposed to work.
Okay, so Kyle calls Portia to borrow some eyebrow brushes, and Portia's like, I think we're supposed to think that's cute, but
I think so.
It didn't really work for me.
Diminishing returns on that front. So, Garcelle is, yeah, so she's setting up and more. So, Rinna arrives first, and she's like, oh, wow, holy moly, look at this, look at this, wow, look at all this stuff you have out here. What? Is there any sauce? I'm here for my Tupperware back. Did you like it? I don't even know.
Wow. And she's like, oh, hello, staff. Wow, smells good. And you know, Rinna's in a new situation because she's doing her whisper entrance. You know what she used at Kathy's? Wow, lovely home. Wow, wow, whoa, whoa, whoa. So she tells him, smells good. And the chef is like, so have you ever had Haitian food? She goes, never. Mm-mm. Nope. You've never been to Haiti? Nope. Mm-mm. The Bahamas. I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to the Bahamas once.
I've been to Islands Bar and Grill. Does that count? Oh, well, you've been to Bahamas, so you probably had conch. Conch! Oh, so close to being a naughty joke. So close.
Or when Harry accidentally rolls over in the bed and conk hits me on the head with his arm.
I once brought some conk to Garcelle. I never got a text.
You know what? I think Erica has a necklace that says conk on her necklace, actually. I think it says that. It's a C word in Haiti. Conk. Maybe I've had it in a taco.
Maybe in a taco. I think it was in a taco. I don't remember. I was so drunk. You know me, getting drunk and eating conk tacos. That's classic Rinna.
She's like, yeah, I don't eat fish unless it's in a taco. Which conch isn't fish, right? Or is it? Didn't they say conch is a snail?
It's sort of, I think it's like a sea snail. I mean, I know the shell is like the big thing. And then it's definitely something that is like underwater. I don't know if it's officially a fish.
Officially a fish.
Oh, yeah, I think they say later that it's a snail. And Kyle's like, babe, I eat snails.
Listen, conch. This is what you got to do. You got to change your brand. Okay. People just see you and they say, look, babe, look at this snail. Okay. And it's like you're scratching the noses of all the fish. Okay. You got to act like a fish from now on. Okay, Conk?
Look at this snail there. Just, you know, she should be getting pity. And instead she's sitting there with the tail up in the air, babe.
Listen, she got real big because people blow a shell. Okay. She puts a, people blow a shell. They think,
yeah,
oh,
some Lord of the Flies shit, right? The conch shell.
Lord of the Flies has not aged well, okay? We don't like children beating up other children. This conch has to change its entire thing. Although, actually, that might be conch, because there's a difference between conch and conch, I believe. Well, guess what? Guess who is going... Goodbye, girl boss controversy. Hello, conch and conch controversy. Can't say controversy without almost saying both those words. Okay. Conch versus conch.
Conch. Yeah, difference between conch
Rice.
And
okay. I think conch is conch.
It's a marine gastropod of the family which lives in its own spiral shell, while snail is any of very many animals, either hermaphroditic or non-hermaphroditic, of the class Gastropoda, having a coiled shell. Well, you know what, guys? Don't tell me that we never taught you nothing.
I'm going to give everyone a very special... This is for the people who are watching Crap is on Demand. This is one of the reasons why you should be tuning in, because you're about to get a very special visual, okay? Because I have found out the real truth about conch and conch, okay? Courtesy of the website fla-keys.com, also known as the Florida Keys. I think this is called Keys Voices, and they have an article about conch and conch. And the headline is... Don't call it the conch republic. So apparently conch is conch, but you're supposed to say conch. And to illustrate it, they have this very stirring image of a lady, perhaps a girl boss in her own right, enjoying some conch. And here she is.
Yeah, there she is.
There she is, Mrs. Roper. Okay, congratulations.
Oh my gosh. Piggy, make a run for your life. They're blowing the conch shell, Piggy.
See, this is why you got to rebrand. If everyone thinks you're called conch, but you're really conch, that's bad branding. And next thing you know, this
conch has its shell up in the air. That's not good. That's not good, Dorit. Pass the crudités.
So Rena tells us, I didn't grow up in a fish family, so I don't like fish. Which was kind of funny. So then Garcelle comes down and they, you know, oh, you're so pretty, and do all that stuff with each other.
She has this like amazing caftan kind of cape sort of situation, which of course Garcelle looks amazing in.
And Rena's like, wow, you know, I'm the first wherever we go. So, you know what? Here I am first. And Garcelle's like, I know. I said to my glam team, I said, who's always the last? Go. 1, 2, 3. Dorit! It's Dorit! It's Dorit! So they start cracking up and they take bets on who's going to be last. And $20 Rena bet. Says, Kathy. Yeah, yeah, $20 bet. That's a lot of money to some people, babe. All right. Babe. It could have changed some of those people's lives, babe. Right.
Now, babe, pass me that caviar on the $100 bill fork.
I'm calling this $20 bill the orphan, babe. Right. The
orphan. So, yeah, so Crystal arrives, but then Dorit shows up next dressed like the Joker, which was amazing.
She's like, look at me. I'm dressed like Jack Nicholson.
So she's like in an all purple, like a Joker purple blazer, right? And you know, Garcelle is like, well, I just lost a bet because I bet that you'd be showing up last. She's like,
gee, am I always the one that shows up last? Or is that another opportunity to throw a passive aggressive dig? Of course, there's a smile. Huh.
So then they start playing like because Erica's coming. So, okay. So Erica comes in her like hard rocker look and high split boots.
By way of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. Everyone's like, wow, it's Erica. Wow. Let's give her a round of applause. It's Erica. So they all applaud her.
Oh, God. We love how you just put on so much makeup for this. Thank you.
So Erica's like, hey, what are those words on the door mean? And Garcelle says, sac-poussé.
Passé.
Rena's like, buble. Buble. It's a bubblier buble. Bubblier buble. I love that. I love You know, Michael Bublé, you know what he did? He wrote Harry a text and said, thank you for your sauce. Isn't that sweet?
Oh, it's so great for me to be able to turn to Harry and say, Michael Bublé likes your sauce. Oh, gosh, I wish I could have that experience with everyone who received the sauce.
So then Kyle shows up, and she's... Kyle's looking around. She fully has the Terminator view, right? Like, her eyes are scanning, like, every object in the house. Like, $500, $2,000, rare. How much is that? How much is that?
Then Sutton shows up, and everyone's like, oh, it's Sutton. Like, Erica just gets a standing ovation, and then Sutton comes in. They're like, oh, hi, Sutton.
So Sutton does that thing where it's so awkward, and she doesn't want to, like, do a fake engagement with Erica. So she does this thing where she does, like, a very fast, like, ha, like a window washer thing, and then just, like, stops.
Mm-hmm. So it's super awkward for everybody. And Garcelle's like, well, I guess we're just waiting for Kathy. And then Kyle's like, oh, she's not coming. Sorry. And Garcelle goes, why didn't she text me? That bitch. I never liked her. And they all laugh. But why didn't Kathy text her? What the hell? I mean, you were just like, the butler has never seen anything so rude. And I can't write a fucking text.
Because Kyle has started to figure out that Kathy is probably going to be a fan favorite and is already trying to phase her out of the show.
Maybe. Maybe you're right. Maybe Kathy didn't even know that there was a thing.
So Garcelle is like, Lisa Rinna, I do not want to not pay up when I say I'm going to pay up. When I say I'm going to pay up. Because I'm going to pay up Kyle Richards. And they're all like, ha, 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 ha. So she gives this $20 to Rinna. So then Rinna, I guess Rinna's trying to, like, she's, I don't know why. Rinna goes, I want this $20 to go to the charity of your choices. Rinna, whoa, I mean, wow. Like, that's this. I mean, that yes, we support charity. But, like, this was such a bizarre pivot on this.
I'm a good person now. So Dorit takes it. She's like, since you bitches bet against me, I get it, sweetheart.
And everyone laughs like she's kidding, but she keeps it.
She keeps it.
So then, yeah, they meet the chef, Manushka, and learn what they're going to be eating.
Manushka?
So then they're having this soup. And that's called soup jumun, and it's freedom soup because they were not allowed to eat pumpkin because it's like for the upper class only.
Yeah,
because
it took longer to grow, and so therefore it was a little bit more special. And so, and they warn everyone that one of the accompaniments is very, very spicy. And Dorita's like, oh, she's like, oh,
I like it spicy. That's what we do at my home.
Yeah, her mom's from Morocco. That's why I wrote that bad one time. Her name was Nanny Kate. Sorry, the different page. Morocco, right? That's you.
She's like, yes, Tangiers. You know, there's lots of flavor, and I find American food to be bland. Yeah, we didn't have that growing up. I think that's why PK fell in love with me. When I first met him, we probably didn't have a first date till a month or two later. And that's when I realized this man really does look like an uncooked dinner roll. And I started thinking to myself, why does it make me tingle in my Gina town? And that you guys don't want to hear this, do you?
And they're like, just wondering if he could go through dessert, says Kyle. So Dorit's like, anyway, Garcelle, I love the flowers because it's like a flower wall. And she goes, forgive my ignorance, but is it a flower that's typical to Hattaya? And she's like, she's like, well, I don't know. I just want to do something like a tropical vibe.
And Kyle laughs and she goes, those are orchids. And everyone's laughing and pointing at her. Kyle's literally like laughing and pointing in her face. And Dorit's like, not talking about the orchids, you cut fitness. And everyone stops and like,
Sutton is horrified. She's like, oh, I do say, come on. Garcelle goes, okay. All right, stop talking. Why am I looking at you, Dorit? Why am I looking at you? She's like,
yeah, why? Gee, why are you looking at me?
Because she says, sambale, that means stop talking, Dorit. Yeah. She's like, well, how many languages do you want to tell me to shut up in?
Well, have Dorit and I buried things? No, but we hit pause to mix metaphors there. So we'll see.
So then they get the next dish and learn about salting fish because they didn't have refrigeration. And Kyle is like, let's not even act like this doesn't look like a wiener because it has one of those like vials of dressing sticking into the ball.
Yeah. And Rena's like, this is food is not what I'm used to. Where's the sauce? There's no sauce. But because it's Garcelle and her heritage, I'm going to make an effort and I'm going to eat it. I did it. I ate fish in a non-taco form. I did it.
And as you brought up that time we met Rena, I believe she had fish tacos. Just saying.
Well, you know, tacos the taco form can make many things much more palatable.
I guess so, because she did say earlier she'll have it in a taco. You know, so there you go.
We did have fish tacos. We did. They were delicious.
And remember, they were this big.
They were tiny. They were the size of pebbles.
They were this big, and were like $45. They were this big.
Yeah, thanks a lot, fish tacos.
Thanks a lot, Polo Lounge.
Yeah.
Also, thanks for your stance on gay people, you dicks. Mm-hmm. But especially those little tiny tacos.
Tiny tacos is even more offensive. Yes.
Like we need to choose our outrage better. You know, what I mean?
Well, we have value outrage, and we have values outrage.
Yeah. So then they learn what the conch is. It's a sea snail. Okay.
And Kyle's
Kyle pulls kind of an I don't eat snail type thing, which, you know. Yes. So then Garcelle tells a story about how when she was a little kid in school, she's like, I was the only Haitian kid, and I invited this little girl over, and I was so excited to have her over. And we get home, and there's a goat head in the sink. My poor little white friend was out the door.
So then next we get some creme brulees and they're eating it. And then the chef comes by to be like, did you like everything? And Crystal's like, I ate everything. Guys, I ate everything. Because she likes to, you know, talk about her adventurous palate.
And Rena too. Rena and Crystal both. And Rena's like, me too. I ate it.
So then Rena's like feeling Sutton's shirt, which is all kind of like bejeweled. And she's like, I want to feel it. I want to feel it. And Sutton's giving her a look. And they're sort of having some patter about like that Sutton's wearing.
How rich she is. Because,
and how rich.
Yeah, yeah. Rin is like, yours are real jewels and mine are fake. And it's like, we've had this discussion many times, Rinna. I'm richer than you. All right. Yeah.
And Kyle's like, well, this one gets very competitive when shopping. And Carcelle's like, well, I think you're the same. Yeah, I am. I am. And then she talks about
She says that Sutton got a little nasty at Bonham's. And she said, I mean, I was talking to my quote-unquote friend. And Sutton said, well, I did do that. And I'm sorry. You are my real friend. And Eric is texting like as dramatically as she can, you know, with her doo-doo nails. She's like,
I don't give a fuck, Cricket Wireless. I don't give a fuck.
I also like that when Kyle said that Sutton did the air quotes, Jerry goes, she did not do air italics.
The only air I'll accept is air italics. I underlines. That's the only kind I'll accept. Keep your italics out of here.
She did not do air all caps, did she?
So Erica tells us, I'm here for Garcelle, so I don't really care about anyone's friendships. I'm scrolling through the New York Times, and that's more interesting. And guess what? The cast of Oliver is paying for that subscription. I'll bet you anything.
I also like the implication that normally the New York Times isn't that interesting. It's like, the New York Times, all its thousands of super boring articles. Well, no, there's good articles in there, okay? There's good articles. I mean, it's no FloridaKeys.com.
It's no what?
It's no FloridaKeys.com.
Yeah, it's no El Paso Times. I'm just saying, that much.
It's not like she's reading the dictionary, okay? She's literally reading brand new, reading the news. She's reading headlines. Yeah.
So Garcelle goes, well, Kyle, I'm glad that you're quote-unquote here. And they all start laughing. And Kyle goes, yeah, you know, you really were a bit of an asshole, Sutton. Oh, I forgot to do the quotes. Forgot the quotes.
So they move to the living room, and there's just more awkwardness because Erica and Sutton aren't speaking. And it's cold, so Garcelle passes out coats and everything. And they start talking about Kyle and her yellow Gucci pants. About how I think it was Garcelle who was like, "Oh, I love those yellow Gucci pants." Someone liked her yellow Gucci pants. And
Garcelle, yeah.
Garcelle and Erica.
Yeah. You weren't there, Erica. You don't know what she means because you didn't see him because you weren't there.
Yeah.
She wasn't there. Sorry. It's true, Erica. Because, you weren't invited.
Because the yellow pants were from the night when Sutton called the meeting at Dorit's house. Because Erica's like, I don't seem to remember seeing those. Which is funny that they monitor each other's clothing so much that, like, if they hear of an item of clothing that they don't immediately remember, it's like a cause for alarm, right? You know? Because yeah. They could have just been like, yeah, no, I've got yellow pants. You probably saw them. They could have just said that. But they all have, like, they clearly have, like, a scrapbook at home.
Messy.
Like,
they're fucking messy.
Yellow pants that night.
So basically, Kyle's like, oh, yeah, Erica, you weren't there. You weren't invited. Yeah. Yeah. Is that Dorit's house?
Let's not go there. I didn't bring it up. I didn't bring it up. Yes, you did. Yeah, you were the one who just said that, man. Fucking Rinna.
So then it's just awkward. And it's just like there's an awkward beat. And Dorit goes, well, I think I'm going to dip a G. It's probably time for me to go. I think so. I'm going to go too. And Rinna goes, I think I might also. It's hilarious. Yeah, so they get like up and fake go. Brigade love like departures. Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's really chippy, nippy, nippy. Nippy, nippy, chippy, chippy, chilly, chilly, willy, willy. Does anybody remember the other night? I don't. I was drunk. I'm not going to remember tomorrow. I'm drunk on fish. I ate the fish! I ate the fish!
Gosh, someone remind me tomorrow to text Carcelle to let her know how much I enjoyed that fish. Because, God, I want her to be able to tell Manishka how much I enjoyed it. What an honor. What an honor.
So then Garcelle, back inside, is asking Sutton, is that the first time you've seen Erica? She's like, oh, what? Do you think I've seen her in the past 5 days? I don't care about her. Yeah. She's like, well, do you think you'll get an apology? She's like, I don't care if I get an apology or not. And Kyle's like, well, she is kind of expecting one. Mm-hmm. And Sutton just laughs.
And Sutton basically says, if anyone deserves an apology, it's the victims. So Sutton says, I got pushed into a conversation that I didn't want to have with everyone involved. Although technically it was Sutton who was sitting there. So it was Sutton who said, next time I see her, I have no problem just saying this to her. And it was Sutton who was like, oh, I'm glad we get to sit next to each other because we can just chit-chat this out. So
yeah, but she did bring that up. And I don't think that someone should have to go by that. Like, if someone's talking shit, saying, I'm going to tell her, they shouldn't be under any obligation to march in there and tell somebody off. That's so crazy and weird and rehearsed. I don't think anyone should do that.
Well, maybe it was the producers who were really prodding her. So Kyle.
Kyle.
Also known as Kyle. So Kyle says, well, if you yeah. say something and put it out there, you have to be, what's the word? Honest. Mm. Honest. Yeah. If you have a conversation about me calling me a liar, please say it to me. I want to know that. Which is
liar. And Garcelle's like, well, I mean, that makes sense, but that's triggering to me, Kyle. She goes, about what? She says, because you and I mean, you're saying if you have something, don't wait to say it for 6 months. And that's what happened between us.
Yeah. And so we get the flashback of the children's hospital thing. And then Kyle tells us, you talk about picking a lane. I thought we were okay, Garcelle, and now we're switching lanes again. No, she's not switching lanes. She's just pointing out that you're being a hypocrite right now, which is yeah. the central lane.
And Sutton's like, well, I'm sick of, you know what I'm sick of? Being in the hot seat. I'm sick of being in the hot seat. And Kyle's like, how do we move forward? And Crystal goes, you know what? I was just with Erica. There's no moving forward with her. And then we see them at some exercise class. And Erica's like, oh, calling me a liar? Oh, hell no. There's no apology coming out of my mouth ever. Ever, ever. You want to get sued, lady who's not here right now? Want to get sued?
Yeah, so Crystal's basically like, there's no path to resolution with them. And so Kyle goes, so you think that they can pretend? And Crystal's like, they're not pretending to be friends. Okay, they're just acting cordial, okay? And that's what people do when they don't like each other. And Kyle says, well, that was not two people being cordial. That was two people being rude and icing each other out. And it was uncomfortable for everyone around them.
And Crystal's like, well, look, you just sit at two opposite ends of the table and you don't talk. I mean, there's no need to be phony and all that BS. I hate that. And Kyle's like, well, I hate it too. But like, if I'm at a small intimate dinner and, you know, two of you aren't speaking, I mean, I want to be able to fix it. Even if it's just a band. Kyle, you start it every time.
Yeah.
You start it, okay? You're like a pair of non-safety scissors saying that you want to open a line of Band-Aids, okay? You are the one cutting people.
Kyle, that's like asking, do you want to be cordial with Michael Myers? Okay, like you just stay away from each other. You guys don't like each other, all right? You don't.
So Crystal's like, you guys aren't friends. You hurt her, she hurt you, and it's over. And Kyle's like, okay, well, I guess that's what it is. It is what it is then, I guess.
Anyway, Crystal's this is a really like, beautiful
it's
night.
Done. God, it's over. Stupid. It's all done.
Kyle goes, well, this was a beautiful night. And that's where it ends.
And Garcelle starts cracking up. It's like, ha, 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 Kyle.
And that was the episode, a real big episode, a good one to finish out the week with. So everyone, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for those who are watching and looking at my skin colored shirt. I just realized I'm the same color as my shirt. We are going to be back next week with the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City premiere, which is going to be absolutely amazing, and Potomac.
It's going to be epic.
And we also, again, be sure to download the Green Room app and just use your Spotify account. You can just log right in. So it should be a pretty seamless process for you. And listen to our show, Take a Seat, on Mondays. We'll have more information about that and what time that'll be happening soon. And until then, everyone, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Let's Run Some Errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthew sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.